Hello again there, folks. I thought I'd just offer a bit of commentary on this viral tweet that I've seen going around with this person. Not sure what her background is. She appears to be European, could be something else. Really dark in such a layered way, I can't fully wrap my head around it. And you can see the image there is there's no dad in sight. I don't know where this image came from, but it's essentially it's a very handsome white mother with four beautiful blonde children, very healthy, very wholesome, very decent. And this person has it's what she's done here has she hasn't come straight out and just denounced them and said this is disgusting. She's it's a dog whistle. It's a dog whistle. And then you've got so far 50,000 other people, and they are saying, yeah, we get it, we get them, we get what you're saying there. And then in the comments, there's thousands and thousands of comments. A lot of them are just blatantly anti-white hatred of all people of all backgrounds. And then there's a lot of other people sort of giving the nudge and the wink and saying, yeah, we get it, we know what you're saying, we don't like this image either. And you know, this is the results. This is what happens when you don't control your own media. When you've got a hostile group controlling your media, you end up with this complete inversion. Because for so many people, they would look at that and think, what a lovely picture. Isn't that nice? Isn't that wholesome? And like I say, you can moan that there's no dad in the picture, but all right, the point is it's a healthy, happy white mother with her white children, and this is now associated with something dark and sinister. So how did we get here? Is that natural? Well, you know, a lot of the things in the modern world, which I usually talk about, you can say that it is a natural progression of the modern world. You can say that technology, for example, leads to a more soft society because that's what technology does. It makes things easier for you all of the time. But this particular attitude here, what's going on with this? This isn't. This is hate. This is, and let's just take the more obvious one because there's two different layers to it as well. So you've got this is ideological, where and this the this is now that family would be considered to have white privilege. They're the colonizers. They are the racists. And then there's the other side of it, which is that all of the people who are replying who are of a different ethnic background to that, and then it's just outright racial hatred for that. But in both cases, it is a rejection of the good and the beautiful and the wholesome. So let's just take the one where the idea that it's a dog whistle, because this is interesting and it crosses the both lines, because the people who squeal loudest about persecution and about racism, they are really good at, they're like a spider on a web, and they can feel like the tiniest little tingle of the web, like a little vibration goes through the web. And what they're doing there, what they're saying is that, you know, the pogroms and the outright persecution, it doesn't just begin straight away. What happens is that there's something leads up to it. And what leads up to it is the dog whistle and the sly nudge, nudge, wink, wink. And that's what's happening to this family here as a symbol of wholesome whiteness. So they then become this other to be suspicious about and to be hated. And then further down the line, well, who knows? But you know, let's look at the demographics. This is essentially why I'm not a civic nationalist, why I think it's moronic. I don't feel that I've got any chance but to get down into the muck, if you like, which is what I've done with this video, and defend things on a much more brutal and basic level, which isn't particularly pleasant, you know? But there's just no way around it because you've got the ideological side here, and the ideological side of them being, you know, these privileged, white privileged people and whatnot. This is obviously coming from a certain place. It comes in the universities. But what the point is that when somebody like me or you probably will see like a lovely children there, and you want to see them be happy and live a good life, and they are beautiful as well. this brand of ideology, this intellectualism, has removed all of that from them, and what they have then become are just a symbol of oppression. And so this is why the social justice types, this is why they can demonize them, because it's purely ideological. They talk about the dehumanization in the media and things like that, and yet they are actually the conduit through which it goes. So if you actually zoomed in on the faces of the children, that's what I would see. I see an actual lovely young white boy or girl there, and part of my group, and I can appreciate them, and I can feel happy that they are happy and healthy. But they don't see it like that. What they see are an ideological symbol. They've removed the actual flesh and blood and what's human about them. They don't care. They've just become this abstract ideological concept. So then you've got the other side to that, which is that all of the people who are of a completely different background, and they are there in large part, they then use this social justice. They understand what it is, even though they probably think it's all bullshit, but they do understand that it advances their own interests as well. So their, what you would call racism, is actually hidden, because they can piggyback it in using the social justice narrative. But let's sort of peel that scab off and get further into this, where we've now removed the social justice and the, what people call cultural Marxism, and then what you end up with is just this brute tribalism and hatred of the other. So once again, you think, okay, well, what do you do about it? Well, what you have to do about it is have your own living space and protect yourself, and then also be honest about what the natural state of man is. Because it isn't abstract in all these things, and it isn't all rational, and it isn't this sort of neo-Marxian drive towards equality, which, you know, is the same as the Soviet Union's, where they can rationalize slaughtering all of the whales in the sea because they've got quotas to fulfill. That's where you end up here. And that's why this white family can become nothing but an abstract concept to be hated, as a symbol of oppression, without them be, and they, at the same time, they then accuse white society and European society of doing exactly that to them. But what it all comes down to, even if we take where most of this ideology comes from, who owns the media, that in itself is tribal from another group. And so what you see is that what they would, throughout their history, recognize as a scapegoat. You've got this coalition amassing on all sides to attack the image in that photo, and it's what's to become the new scapegoat. And if you try to turn that back on them, they'll accuse you of doing just that. And so all I want is for people to be honest about this and understand that what you need to do is recognize some harsh biological truths about the way humans are. And it isn't pleasant. And it's not very deep, and it's not very philosophical. But whatever you're going to build on top of that, if you're not going to take that into account, whatever you're going to try and build on top of that intellectually is just castles on sand. So I just wanted to have a bit of commentary on that, and I'll catch you later.